פרגרף חוזיין, וזהו כלל כל הועבודה של ראש השונה וימי הכיפורים וכל ירח הועסונים. This is the main avoida. This is actually the whole purpose of all the avoida of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Aseres Yimei Tshuva, and the entire month of Tshuva, with the entire month of Tishrei, which is called Yerach HaEsanim, the month of the powerful. She'eson b'mitzvahs. The Gemara says it's the most powerful month in mitzvahs. We got more mitzvahs packed into Tishrei than any other month. Ki hakoil levarer nekuda so emes b'chol mokim shehu al yidei tzadik emes shezochol nekuda semes lamitoi b'shleimus. The purpose of everything we're doing on Rosh Hashanah, Aseres Yimei Tshuva, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Simchas Torah, the purpose of all of it is to sort out the purest truth from wherever you are through the help of the true tzadik, who has been zoicha to the purest, purest level of truth. Ki b'Rosh Hashanah v'Yom HaKippurim mevarim ho'emes ayidei riboy ho'avoidoi she'Yisroel oiv dinoz. On Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, we're zoicha to sort out the truth through the many mitzvahs, through the long davening and the Torah and the tzedakah and the shofar and all the and the fasting and all the different mitzvahs we do then. Ki oiskimos beriboy Torah utfila utzaakos v'tachnunim l'Hashem Yisborach utzedakah. Throughout those days, we're involved in massive learning and davening and crying out to Hashem and charity, all kinds of stuff. Sheze ikar ho'emes shezoichin al yidei koilois shel shofar v'shel riboy tefilois utzaakos l'Hashem Yisborach. This is the truth that a Jew is zoicha to through the sounds of the shofar and through the many tefilois and crying out to Hashem. Why? What does that have to do with truth? What is the sound of the shofar and all the screaming, all the tefilois to Hashem and the words of Torah? What does it have to do with truth? Rav Nosnal says, we said before, Bebechinas ha-koil, koil Yaakov. We know that koil in Yiddishkeit, voice, screaming, is all associated with Yaakov Avinu. Ha-koil, koil Yaakov, Vaydem Deyesov. Bechinas titein emes li-Yaakov. And Yaakov Avinu is also the master of truth. Al-pi Kabbalah, Yaakov Avinu is Tiferes. He represents emes. So Yaakov is Koel and Yaakov is Emes. Therefore, a Jew on Rosh Hashanah, Aseres Yimei Tshuva, Yom Kippur, who is involved in cranking out Koelos, millions of Koelos, hundreds of chapters of Tehillim, and Hispoidus, and Tefillah, and Musaf, and Shachris, and Shofar, and Torah, a person who's pumping out all of those Koelos, it's bringing him closer and closer to the emes. Hakoil koil Yaakov, titein emes li Yaakov. Aval achar yom ha-kippurim, maschilin la'asoch b'sukkah. After Yom Kippur, right after Yom Kippur, we start building the sukkah and going into the sukkah. Shehu gam kein b'chinas emes li Yaakov, which is also emes Yaakov Avinu. B'chinas, as the Pasuk says in Chumash, Ve'Yaakov nosa sukoiso. Yaakov Avinu traveled to Sukkos. And the Sifrei Kabbalah all bring that pasuk that Pesach is Avram Avinu, Shavuos is Yitzchak, Sukkos is Yaakov Avinu. So again, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur was Yaakov, now Sukkos is Yaakov Avinu. Sukkos is also Emes. Hainu shachar Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim oiskim legalois emes gam ba'avoidois chitzoinis. On Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, we were involved in revealing the truth through spirituality, through ruchnius, fasting, davening, tzedakah, all of those kind of things. On Sukkos, we shift gears, and now we're going to reveal the emes through gashmius mitzvah, serving Hashem. Shehem achila ushtia v'sheina, even in avoidais chitzonius. Not pneumius. This is eating in the sukkah. The main thing is eating and drinking and sleeping in the sukkah. Shezeh ikar mitzvah sukkah. This is the essence of the lesson that the sukkah teaches us. Kedei leida ulahamin shal yidei amitas ho'emes yecholin liyois somuch v'korov l'Hashem Yisborach b'chol mokim shehu. To teach us that if a person, if a Jew is zeichet to the real emes, he knows that you can be close to Hashem and connected to Hashem anywhere, everywhere, not just in Beis Medrash, not just in the shul when you're learning and davening, but everywhere, even when you're eating and sleeping. Your eating can be karbonos. Your sleeping can be dveikus to Hashem. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says, Bechol derochecho do'ehu. Know Hashem in all of your ways. Be connected to Hashem in everything you do, not just your learning and davening. Veze bechinas so arba minim sheklulim mikol hakitos shel b'Yisrael. And this is the whole concept of the dalet minim that we take. The esroig, the lulav, the hadasim and aravos, which represent all four groups of Jews. The esroig has good smell and good taste. The lulav has only taste. You have the dates that grow on the date palm. No smell. There's no smell at all. The hadasim have smell, good smell. We use them for psalmim. Some people use them. No taste, nothing to eat. The aravois have no smell, no taste. And the Medrash and the Gemara tell us that this represents the four groups of Jews. Jews who have Torah and mitzvahs. Jews who are only strong in Torah, but they don't do much mitzvahs. Then there's the other Jews who emphasize mitzvahs, but they don't learn that much. And then there's the Jews who do neither, no Torah, no mitzvahs. And on Sukkot, we bring all of them together. We do the mitzvah of Dalet Minim with all of them. At Shafilu Arve Nachal Oigdenimohim. We even include the Aravois. We tie the Aravois into the package. Those who have no smell, no taste, no Torah. This refers to the people who are very far from Yiddishkeit. They have no taste and no smell. Megalin shegam mehem mekabel Hashem yisporach nachas ruach vehisparus ayidei kol tenua amitis shenim tzabohem shemoishchen es atzmon Hashem yisporach. Because by all of this emes that we're generating during this month of Tishrei, all of that emes that we're revealing is teaching us that even in those Jews who right now have no Torah and mitzvahs, they're so far, even from them, Hashem gets tremendous nachas and takes pride in every good thing that they do, every tenu, every good move that they make, the tiniest move that they make towards goodness, where they draw themselves to Hashem Yisparach, Hashem gets tremendous nachas from that. The slightest movement that they make in the direction towards Hashem, towards good things. V'zeu b'chinas simchas toiru shmini atzeres. This is the whole concept of simchas toiru and shmini atzeres. Rav Nosson Zal says, atzeres loshen asifa. The word la'atzor means to gather. She'oitzer v'oisev hakoil. We gather in everybody. We invite everybody. The synagogues on Simchas Torah invite all those people who aren't religious, least religious, even those who wouldn't come for a Shoshana Yom Kippur, because it's too serious for them, it's too Jewish for them. Still, Simchas Torah, dancing, and the kids are going to get the candies, and that yes. We saw those that were privileged to see and hear about what took place in Russia. You know, 50 years ago, 60 years ago, the Russian dissidents, where Russia had worked, Mother Russia had worked for 60 years to obliterate religion, to wipe it out in every way they possibly could. But from the Yidden, they couldn't. And there were these Jews that had that neshamala inside of them. And came Simchas Torah, these guys in Moscow. In Moscow, the capital of Russia, in front of the Kremlin, they went out to the street and started dancing today, Simchas Torah, and we're not leaving. And they got beaten for it, some of them. And eventually, what happened? Many of them were zeicha to get out of Russia. And what came of Mother Russia? A pile of sandbag, nothing. The whole thing went down the tube, zero. That's this emes, that's this asifa, that's the koyach of Simchas Torah Shmini Atzeres, where we gather in everybody. Umekariv kulam l'Hashem Yisborach, afilo rechoy kemoid, how? Al yedei sukas sholoim. through the Sukkah, which is called HaPoirei Sukkas Shalom Aleinu, where we're at peace with everybody. Shezochinu Leishevo, we sat 7 days in Hashem's structure of Shalom. It's called HaPoirei Sukkas Shalom. And hopefully that taught us, that imbued us with this feeling that we love every Yid. We're at peace with every Yid. We have no negativity towards any Yid, and even the Aravos. She'oz hikravnu karbonos afilu b'shvil hashivim umos. The Gemara and the Zohar Kodesh say that throughout Sukkos, we bring 70 cows, 70 oxen, shivim porim. The first day 13, the second day 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, corresponding to the 70 nations of the Goyim. We're making a tikkun even for them on Sukkos. We're reaching outside the boundaries of Klal Yisrael, reaching out to them to effect a tikkun for them. Kedei lekarev kulam l'Hashem Yisborach. To bring everybody that can come close, to bring them close to Hashem. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says, Oz efoich el kol ho'amim sofa brura. Hashem says, when Mashiach comes, then I will turn around, I'll change everything, and I'll give all the nations a clear speech. They'll all call out to Hashem, likroi kulam b'shem Hashem. All of them will be unified in recognizing and in believing in Hashem Echod. V'alkein b'simchas Torah hakol oylem el haTorah, and this is why the custom in Klal Yisrael is that Simchas Torah is the one day in the year where we invite everybody to the Sefer Torah. Everyone has to have an aliyah. Everyone has to be plugged in. Lahoyrois, to teach us. Shekol echod mi Yisrael yesh loy chelik b'Torah semes, that every single Jew has a portion in the Torah of Emes. Ki ikar ho emes hu lekare v'loy l'racheik, because what the Torah is all about, what Yiddishkeit is all about, is bringing close, not pushing away. Rak levarer ulegalois nekudas ho'emes sheitzel kol echad miYisrael. It's just that we have to clarify, we have to sort out and reveal that pintala of truth, that neshama that's found in each and every single Jew, afilu horechoikim oid, even those who are furthest away. Ki ze ikar amitas ritzon Yisborach, because this is the real truth of what Hashem wants. This is really what Hashem wants.